The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb, and behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and approached and rolled back the stone and sat upon it. The angel was like lightning, with clothing white as snow. The guards were shaken with fear of the angel. They became like dead men. Then the angel said to the women in reply, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are seeking Jesus the crucified. He is not here, for he has been just raised from the dead. Go and tell your brothers." The Gospel of the Lord. There is a wise liturgical caution given to the priest, who is the homilist, not to somehow displace the significant, eloquent teaching of the liturgy itself. So I will endeavor to be cautioned by that wise observation. And therefore, I would like you to be alert to the teaching of the liturgy rather than anything that I will say. Listen to the wonderful story of darkness coming to light, the story of creation in which we are involved, to see the beauty of all creation, to become aware that we are made in the image of God. Listen to the book of Exodus, a call from slavery into freedom, and the prophet Isaiah and the prophet Ezekiel speaking about the providence of God, and our security is to be found in the providence of God. And the gospel reading, two women seeking Jesus, transformed from disillusionment into the fullness of meaning and the fullness of life. Let the liturgy speak to us. The darkness which you feel in your life, the shadow which is across you, is merely an invitation to a place of light and a place of revelation. The cross which you carry is merely a preamble, an invitation to grace, an invitation to new life, to follow Jesus Christ from death into resurrection. So allow the liturgy of tonight, remembering our baptism, all the moments of the liturgy to speak to us. We belong. The liturgy is our prayer. We belong to the liturgy. We belong to the Word of God. We belong to the prayer. And therefore, the liturgy is a statement of our prayer tonight, not so that we will see it, but so that somehow we will experience the wonder of new life in the resurrected Christ. Amen.